if the pressure is changed too rapidly, as with a too quick ascent by a diver, the bubbles trapped within the body will begin to fizz in exactly the manner of a freshly opened bottle of champagne, clogging tiny blood vessels, depriving cells of oxygen, and causing pain so excruciating that sufferers are prone to bend double in agony, hence the bends. The bends have been an occupational hazard for sponge and pearl divers since time immemorial, but didn't attract much attention in the Western world until the 19th century, and then it was among people who didn't get wet at all, or at least not very wet, and not generally much above the ankles. They were caisson workers. Caissons were enclosed dry chambers built on riverbeds to facilitate the construction of bridge piers. They were filled with compressed air, and often, when the workers emerged after an extended period of working under this artificial pressure, they experienced mild symptoms like tingling or itchy skin. But an unpredictable few felt more insistent pain in the joints, and occasionally collapsed in agony, sometimes never to get up again. It was all most puzzling. Sometimes workers would go to bed feeling fine, but wake up paralyzed. Sometimes they wouldn't wake up at all. Ashcroft relates a story concerning the directors of a new tunnel under the Thames who held a celebratory banquet as the tunnel neared completion. To their consternation, their champagne failed to fizz when uncorked in the compressed air of the tunnel.